You know, this has been a crazy year, but it's been a good year. That's what Craig said. It's been a good year. It's been even though we've been in the middle of everything, it's still been a good year. I mean, I've been healthy, strong. I can praise God for that. You know, that's a good year. Amen. So, we just need to continue to do what we do and believe God on the other side. We're a two-track individual. We're a natural individual and a spiritual individual at the same time. And we got to learn how to work both sides of the track. And so thank God that we can still meet together. There's some of the places that they can't meet, still can't meet together. Some of the places now they are, you can't even have your family members over for the holidays. And I know one of the pro teams, the San Francisco 49ers, I just saw they're having to move their games. They're going to have to play their home games in Glendale, Arizona, because they have said in that area where they're at, I don't know whether it's the whole state or not, but in that area, that San Francisco area, is it the whole state? No contact sports. So they're moving, they're going, it's crazy year. And it can cause people to not have peace. You have to learn how to have peace in any situation you're in. Did you know maintaining peace is actually up to you? It's really a state of mind. The devil, we know, he walks around roaring like a roaring lion, seeking those he can devour. He causes all kinds of chaos and trouble and evil and corruption, decay, wickedness, all that kind of stuff. He's trying his best to take down God and anything that has to do with God. I don't know whether you notice that or not. He tried to take God down, and then God kicked him out of heaven. Now he's down here, and he got to be the God of this world, according to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, that he is the God of this world. When Adam sinned and did what he wasn't supposed to and lost everything, that's how the devil became the God of this world. Now he doesn't want anybody to have peace. He wants you to be in turmoil and all kinds of situations all the time. You know, years ago, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. A man came up to my dad and said, "Brother Hagin," and he had a whine in his voice, "would you pray for me that I won't have any more trouble with the devil?" And a lot of you don't know Dad. Dad was, you know him from his teaching, but he could be mischievous. He liked football and baseball, and I used to tell people that. They say, "Oh, does your dad pray all the time?" I said, "Nah, don't ever pray. We watch football and baseball, and we just have a good time." "Oh, I do it on purpose. You know, I'm 17 years old. I don't." This guy, and so my dad looked at him. He looked at him just as straight faced as you can be, and said, "You want to pray for? You want me to pray that you'll die?" I said, "Just like that." And the guy started, he said, "That's the only time you ain't going to have no trouble is when you're with God, with the devil. Because as long as you're in this world, he is against you, and he's going to do everything he can to cause you to have trouble." In John 16:33, if I can get this thing to come up, I'm trying to get over into the, it's a little hard for an old school guy to get used to doing this, but, oh, I got it. Okay. John 16:33 says, it says, "These things I've spoken to you, that in me You may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now let's look at that in the NLT version. There it is. Okay. I've told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you won't have any more trials or sorrows. Oh, I guess I see up there it says, here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart. Cheer up. Look up. Because I have overcome the world. Here Jesus is telling us that we are going to face these situations. We are going to have these kind of things. But hey, don't let it bother you. If you read up there, the whole chapter up there, he talks about all kinds of things. And he said, I've told you all this so that you'll have peace in me. That's what he's saying. Philippians 1:28 says, not in any way terrified, New King James, by adversary, which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you salvation from God. Now let's go look at that in the NLT. That'd be Philippians 1:28. Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I like the way the NLT says it. It says it more in our language. We understand it a little. Don't be intimidated by the way you, by in any way by your enemies. Don't be intimidated. You know, that's one thing. A lot of people try to intimidate people. It never worked with me. You know, but different constitutions, different personalities are different, and things can intimidate them. But it says here, don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but you're going to be saved, even by God Himself. You can't, if you're playing in a ball game, you cannot be intimidated. If you do, they immediately get the idea that I've won. I mean, when I was playing ball, and we go to the sidelines, and some of us would get together, you know, while the defense is out there, say, hey, look the way they walked off. Look the way they walked off the field. They're beat already. Let's go. Let's really pour it on. Don't back off. The once you get the devil on the run, don't back off. Don't give him any opportunity. If you're playing in a ball game and I used to tell the guys all the time, we're leading by 20 points. I said, keep playing like we're behind 20 points. Don't let up. How many of you have seen a team be ahead and they just sort of let up and then the other team comes back and beat them? Anybody seen that? Yeah. Sometimes people against the enemy, they get a good foothold, they get a good, and they're doing pretty good, and they sort of ease up on their Bible reading. They sort of ease up. No, you got to continue to pour it on. You know, Paul is telling us, don't be terrified at the enemy. Jesus already told you, he's going to come. He's already said that he said you're going to have trouble. He already said there in John 10:10, he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. So why should we be upset when some of this junk starts happening? Jesus already told us it's going to happen. So what do we do? Well, you know, we need to just rise up in the middle of it, in the midst of all this. And learn to maintain a peace of mind. God wants us to live in peace in the middle of our situation, in the middle of chaos, in the middle of everything that's going wrong. He wants us to be in peace. Philippians 4:6. Philippians 4:6. I'll give you an opportunity to turn there. I'm going to read it from the New King James and the NLT also. All right. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now the NLT says it like this: don't worry about anything. I like that. Don't worry about anything. I want you to understand something, and my dad used to say this to me all the time. He said, son, there's a difference between concern and worry. You can be concerned about something, but you don't have to worry about it. Worry about it is that you think about, oh, Lord, what's going to happen? Being concerned about it is knowing that it's there, recognizing that it's there, and then holding your faith. You know, many people, they try to, in faith, they think that if you don't recognize the problem, it doesn't exist. Some people, hey, did you not have to recognize that you were a sinner before you could get saved? Come on. You know, one time a guy was talking to me, and he said, well, I'll never confess that I've been divorced. I said, don't matter whether you confess or not. It's a matter of record at the county courthouse. He was, you know, he got over what I call ultra faith. You ever seen any of these guys get over ultra faith? They won't recognize that anything exists. And pretty soon you find that they're all in turmoil and not in peace because they are not walking in line with God's word. God said, it's going to be there. Recognize it's going to be there, but then take my word and go on through. Come on. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all he has done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. I know I did both my father and my mother's memorial service, and people said, how can you do that? How are you able to do that? Well, it says here that you can have God's peace that exceeds what you can't understand. See, we need to realize that the peace of God will lead us through something even though we can't understand it. We don't understand. How in the world can I be like this? I shouldn't be. In fact, your mind will tell you, oh, you shouldn't be like that. You should be sad. And I just, either one of them, I felt the loss, but I couldn't be sad. I felt it. I felt the loss and because of me, but I couldn't be sad about it because I asked God, the Holy Spirit, to be that helper, that comforter, that standby. So then I lean on Him and let Him do that and don't think about it. See, the enemy will come to you and get you thinking about it, try to get you, oh, what are you going to do? He's not going to be there no more. You can't go down to his office. You can't go down there and see him. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? He'll start hammering you, you know. And I just refused to go there. I said, okay, hey, but I can still go to his office. He may not be there, but I can still go down there. Come on. I can talk to his empty chair if I want to. Hey, you see, here's the thing about it is we need to learn that we can experience the peace of God that people and even ourselves sometimes we can't understand it. Anybody getting anything out of this? Well, I'm trying to talk to you about peace tonight because in the world we've been living in since March, it hasn't been very peaceful. And then coming into the holiday season, there's all kinds of things going on that's causing people to be upset and so forth. And I just want you to know, hey, you can have peace in the middle of the pandemic. You can have peace in the middle of whenever maybe your relatives can't come from the state where they're at. You can still have peace. Come on. Learn to use our modern technology. Get them on FaceTime or get a Zoom with them. You can experience this peace that nobody understands. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds. What does a guard do? It keeps out that's unwanted. I was out of town during the Thanksgiving holidays, and I've got Cash and Maverick, my two Great Pyrenees, and Cash weighs about 126 pounds, I think, and Maverick weighs about 111, and they're big boys. I mean, I go out there to love on them, and they jump up and hit me, and I have to be braced or they knock me down. But I had somebody going over at night and feeding them, and he knows them, he pets them, with them all the time. But they were over in the back part of the yard, and he said, they didn't recognize me at first, and here they come, and they weren't friendly. He said, I don't think anybody that's a stranger wants to go in your backyard. But then they recognized who he was, and here they come jumping all over him, But you see, they were ready to guard that yard. Wait a minute. We don't recognize this guy. What's he doing back here? Okay? But as soon as they recognize it, it's all right. That's what the Holy Spirit, well, God, this peace through the Holy Spirit will stand guard against all of these things that are coming to him. Just rely on him. Let the Holy Spirit be that comforter, that helper, that standby in this hour that we're living in. Then he goes on here to say, and now, dear brother and sister, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, holy, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy. If you've lost a loved one during this season, don't think about, oh, they're not here. Think about all the great memories that you've had with them through the years, how great it was. And we just said, hey, it wasn't goodbye. It was, I'll just see you later. You just, okay. A lot of times when I leave some friends or something, I just say, see you later. I don't say bye. I say, see you later. Why? Because I intend on seeing them again. Come on now. So let's sort of take these verses apart a little bit, okay? The first part, be anxious or don't worry about anything. Let me ask you a question. What is fretting, worrying? What is it going to do to help you? Nothing. In fact, it's going to hinder you. There are many, many people that are, and I'm not against it. If you need a medication, you need to take it. But many people are taking medication because they're in panic attack mode, because they're out of peace with all that's going on. If you need to take some medicine, hey, do what my dad used to tell people to do. Hey, if you have to take it to stay alive, every time you take it, say, thank God, the healing power of God's working in my body to effect the healing and a cure. But take your medicine, because if you don't, you're going to die. Come on. You go to some of these places, and they're the medical area, they're continually dealing with people that have become I don't know what you'd say, but anyway, because of not being in peace, they've sort of gone off of the deep end. Let me put it that way, and just be down to earth and don't try to flower it up, you know, and be, use the big words. See, if you don't guard your mind, it can become, you can become disillusional and paranoia will set in. See, you got to continue. That's why the Bible tells you, renew your mind with the word. It says, continue to renew your mind. And, you know, Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burdens on the Lord and he shall sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. And NLT says that, give your burdens to the Lord. He'll take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. You're going to have to really believe what the Word of God says and then begin to live and act like it's so. You know, it's so funny to come up with some of these things because I was there as a kid growing up with Dad, and people would come up and say, and then as he was in the traveling ministry from the time I was in the third grade on. But one time, and I believe this actually happened in one of the churches when he was pastor, and a lady came up and said, Brother Hagin, would you pray that the Lord would take half of my burdens away? I think I can make it with the rest of them. And Dad refused to pray for her because that's unscriptural. He said, casting all of your cares, all of your anxiety on him. Not part of them, and you carry the rest of them. You know, as I was thinking about that today, I got to laughing about it. I mean, how silly is that? You know, that'd be like you're on a heavy burden and you're carrying heavy burdens, and somebody comes say, "Hey, come on, here, let me put them on this cart. I'll take part. Well, here, you take part of them. I can carry the rest of it." And you're looking at me laughing because it would be stupid, wouldn't it? A guy comes by, you're carrying a bunch of heavy stuff, and he's got a card and he wants you to put it on. Said, "Oh, here, take this. I'll carry the rest of it." Come on now. But God says, give all of your cares, your anxieties. That way that's how you can maintain peace of mind, because give the burden to him and let him take care of it. Of course, you know, we all know 1 Peter 5:7. I want to read it from the AMP. But casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Cast means to throw from. Cast, I'm casting that. Catch it. I knew you would. That's why I threw it at you. You can put it back after service. See, I cast that Kleenex box away, and Pete caught it. Now he can carry it. I ain't carrying it no more. That's what you got to do. Throw it over and let God catch it, and you know, don't worry about it. I threw that. I didn't even worry about what was going to happen. Why? Because I know Pete, and I know if I get it close enough, he's going to catch it. So I know my God. He said, cast. So, hey, here you go, God. Don't. Now you walk free. Peace of mind. Don't worry about nothing. So what? There's a lot that needs to be done. So what? You got part of things done. Hey, cast the care over him and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to do what I can. You help me through this. I'm going to maintain my peace. I'm not going to let pressure bother me. See, there are too many people letting pressure bother. The pressure. Pressure will drive you insane. You know, I guess I learned from my dad, because he was the best at it. One time my mother told him, he was on the front porch, and she told him, said, Kenneth, I don't care. I don't guess you would be concerned or out of peace if me and the kids both died? And he said, why do I need to be in, out of peace then? You're gone. That was Dad. You know, we need to get that way. This guy by the name of Henry Ward Beecher said, the whole burden of the whole life may be rolled onto God and not weary him, though it has wearied us. The whole burden can be rolled onto God, and it doesn't weary him at all, but we've been, we could say it doesn't weight him down, but we've been weighted down with it. Too many people are stumbling, bumbling through life, weighted down with all the cares that the enemy has thrown on top of them. Hey, throw them off, cast them off, and walk in peace. Say, I can walk in peace. The Bible says I can. So I am. I'm going to have peace, no matter what happens. All right. You know, maintain peace. Psalms 37:7 says, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him. Don't fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, don't fret. It only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Let's read that from the NLT and get a better look at it. Be still in the presence of the Lord. Wait patiently for him to act. We start getting concerned and get out of peace because it's not happening as fast as we think it should happen. It says here, be still in the presence of the Lord. Wait patiently for him to act. Now that's not a word people like because everybody wants it now. That's why they started drive-through at the restaurant, because everybody wanted it now. Now you have to wait in line in the drive-through line. It goes on to say here in the NLT, don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes. Don't worry about it. They can't win over you anyway. If God took care of those children of Israel, he can take care of us. I don't care what happens. Stop being angry. Turn from your rage. Don't lose your temper. It only leads to harm. For the wicked will be destroyed, but those who trust in the Lord will possess the land. So what? Everybody's saying this and that. In fact, I don't even turn on any of the news or anything. National stuff. I might listen to some of the local news, but all it does is start agitating me, and don't worry about it. Don't get angry. It only leads to harm. You know, hey, I don't care who it is. I don't care what's going on. We win. Amen. You got to believe that, act like it's so, and don't worry about it. Do what stuff you need to do in the natural. But I've done what I needed to do in the natural, but I've never worried about this COVID business. Come on. But some people I'm afraid of it. I'm afraid of it. Hey, Job was afraid of, come on him. You start worrying about it, but while you're there, you do what you need to do in the natural. Okay? You know, I don't get in the car and take off and say, okay, I'm believing God, this car's gonna run, gas gauge starts going down. Oh, don't worry about it, I'm believing God. Okay? You're going to end up on the side of the road somewhere right now because you're not doing what you need to do in the natural. Hello? See, the biggest battles have never been fought on the battlefield. There have been some horrible ones. The biggest battle that's ever fought is the battlefield of the mind. Keeping your mind straight with the things of God. Winning the battle of the mind is refusing to be anxious, refusing to worry, refusing to be worried and burdened down by all the stuff that's going on. This is one of the biggest secrets of having peace, is to let the peace of God and don't worry, don't fret. The first thing we need to do is give our burdens to the Lord. Now let's go ahead and just dissect this scripture a little more. It goes on to say in the B part, "In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Jesus." And NLT said, "Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he's done. Then you'll experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and your mind as you live for him." Now, he wants to bring every situation that we have to him in prayer first. We know this. John 15:7, "If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You'll ask what you desire and it shall be done." Then in 1 John 5:14, "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him." When we ask, then for him to take care of us in the middle of our situation and give us peace, then we have the confidence that that's going to happen. And we don't think about the other side. We think about the things of God and what God said, what he said in his word. Resist to entertain opposite thoughts from what? From peace. He said, see, resist entertaining the fear. See, the enemy comes to you in your mind and he says, "What about this? What about this? What if this? What about here? What are you going to do about this? What about this? Oh, look at so-and-so over there. Look what's happening to them. Hey, Mr. Devil, I will pray for them, but I am going to stay in peace. I'll pray that they will get back in peace, but I'm not going to think about what they're doing and what. I'm not going to think about the what ifs. I'm not going to think about, well, this could happen and that can happen. Yeah, it could." And I was reading something here a while back, and it says 97% of things that people get really concerned and anxious and upset about and in fear about never happen. Anybody read any of those kind of statistics? But see, that's what the enemy wants. He gets you in. Hey, stay in peace. Somebody said, "Well, you don't ever know what's going to happen." Yeah, I know what's going to happen. Exactly what God said in the word. That's what's going to happen. He said that I was going to have peace, and that's what I'm going to have. That's what I'm going to live with. Come on. I guess I better close this thing down. Anybody getting out of this? You need to guard your thoughts. How do you do that? By what you think about. I've been talking about it the whole time. He tells you here, he said, fix your thoughts on what is true and what is honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and praiseworthy. See, these are the kind of thoughts that we're supposed to have. True, noble thoughts, lovely, good reports, praise words. See, if you let these words that I just talked about be the filter, then you won't think about the other side. You know, some people say, you know, they don't have any filter. Anybody ever had anybody say that about somebody? Well, see, you need to have these kind of patterns up there, and you don't let that stuff in. Yeah, but what about? Hey, it's not about what about. It's what did he say? Well, not what about's going to happen. What did he say? He said, I will take care of you. I will give you peace in the middle of the storm. See, if when thoughts come to your mind and they're not in the criteria that we did, that the Word of God just says right here, then don't let it in. Let those thoughts, honorable, true, noble, just, kind, pure, lovely. Let those be the filter. I told a guy one time, he was starting to talk to me about some junk. And I said, listen, my ears are not garbage cans and I'm not interested in hearing anything you got to say. He got mad at me because he wanted to tell me all this junk. I wasn't interested in it. Because it's not going to do me. I can't do anything about it anyway. It's not going to do me any good. So why even think about it? Why even let it get in your mind? See, the enemy knows that if he can get something into your mind, that he can work on you. You ever been to a trial or watched one something? The opposition attorney will elicit a statement from that witness that he knows that the other attorney is going to say that he opposes it. The judge is going to strike it down, and he will tell the court clerk, strike that, and if you go look at the record, that's not in there. But when that jury goes into that jury room to come up with a verdict, you can't take it out of their mind. Come on. And that's what the devil wants to do with you. He wants to throw junk in your mind. That's why you need to have these filters. Don't let it get in there. Then he doesn't have anything to work with. We are responsible for our own peace of mind according to the Word of God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through pulling down the strongholds. Casting down imaginations, the old King James says. Very high thing. See, it's saying here, pulling down, don't let those strongholds in. Don't let those things in. Casting down those things. In other words, we are to deal with the strongholds of attitudes and imaginations that, and the thoughts that try to get into our mind that would keep us out of peace. We to get rid of anything that comes in that doesn't agree with the peace of God. You know, right thinking will not allow the problems around us to get within us and take away our peace. The problem and the situation may be all around you, but it don't have to be in you. You can have peace. So, cast all of that situations, all the stuff on him, bring everything to him in prayer, and make a commitment to guard your mind with these words that will filter out all the junk. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? It's right now, it's 8:00. I got to quit. And I don't know about you, but I enjoyed teaching tonight. Maybe I was talking to myself as much as I was you, but hey, we cannot afford, everybody stand, we cannot afford to let the enemy get us out of peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Anthony, where are you at? Let's sing that. Peace, peace, wondrous peace. coming down.
Oh, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love.
Hey, one more time. Think about what you're singing. Think about the words.
Oh, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father.
For the peace of God. Thank Him that you're going to walk in the peace during this season. You're going to cast all of your burdens, all of your anxiety over on Him, and you're not going to be anxious or fretful about anything. Hallelujah.